This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
We got the report in, and we're going to release it right now. You're the first to hear it. Greg Slater is the president of the Charlottesville Area Association of Realtors. He's live in studio, as well as Barbara McMurray, the president-elect of CAR, and you both have some numbers to share with us. Thank you both for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for inviting us.
So, Greg, the first quarter numbers are in, and we are going to share them now for the first time.
Sure.
Go right ahead.
So this report starts with comparing the closed transactions for our area by locality to the years previous. So if you look at Albemarle, Charlottesville, Fluvanna, Green, Louisa, Nelson, and Orange, that's the area. The number of closed transactions for the first quarter was 436, which is a little over 4% higher than it was for the same period last year.
So that's good news.
That's good news. We need to see. We all agree that 2008 and 2009 were not our best years. So we're looking for improvement.
They weren't even close.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
and we're seeing improvement. It's not stellar improvement, but it's going in the right direction, right?
It's not stellar improvement, and we think we lost a couple of weeks because of the winter storm in February kind of pushed some things probably into March that pushed some things into April that are no longer occurring in the first quarter. I think it slowed down houses coming on the market, which then slows down some of the activity for getting things closed.
Yeah, and Barbara, you were saying before we went on the air that, you know, folks just don't want to list their homes when there's 2 feet of snow in front of them.
No, and you can't blame them, and it's so much nicer to have a picture of your property when the grass is green and the azaleas are blooming. This is just prime time. It's beautiful.
Yeah. So folks might wait a little bit to list those homes, and so that's what we're going to see in the second quarter. A lot of listings and a lot of sales, and
that's right.
And the numbers we're talking about now with Greg Slater and Barbara McMurray, the phone lines are open 977-1070. CAR is releasing as we speak its first quarter market report. So Greg, go right ahead, just continue with what you're seeing in the numbers.
So Albemarle County was up about 13%. Fluvanna was up 12%. Green was up 22%. Louisa and Nelson were up. Nelson actually doubled the number of sales it had last year. You know, there's a lot less going on there than there is in a county like Albemarle, but that's a big jump. Charlottesville and Orange did not fare so well. They were both off by about 25%.
Ooh, wow.
So those sales have not come back yet.
Right.
So what does that mean, you think? Charlottesville and Orange.
I can't explain Orange.
I can't even think what they have in common.
I think city of Charlottesville has to do with people disagreeing with some of the home values on the inventory there.
Oh, okay.
You know, not everybody buys into what it costs to live in the city of Charlottesville.
Yeah, and it is expensive, especially if you get anywhere near the university.
That's right, near the downtown mall.
Yeah, excellent point. Yeah. So the numbers are up, not way up, down for the city of Charlottesville.
Right. We're still seeing prices trend down. So what we follow is the median price for those sales as we look at it. And for Albemarle County, for example, in 2008, it got up to $335. In 2006, it got up to $344. 2009, at the end of the first quarter, we're at $290 for a median price, and now we're down to $285.
So it continues to slide.
It continues
to slide. The median home sale price in this region, yeah.
Yeah, which and we have you can't see at home our chart, but we have a chart that shows that we're pretty much back to the levels of 2005.
Before the boom.
Correct. We've corrected.
Or I guess it was still booming then.
That level.
We were booming in
2005, 2006. I kind of marked the top of our market in the spring of 2007, personally.
Okay,
but
so
there's
yeah.
different segments of the market experience different things.
Exactly.
So we're going down, and we're right at now about where prices were in 2005.
Yeah. So the other thing we watch is the inventory, right? Supply and demand. So if sales are starting to come back, we'd hope that would cause the inventory to continue to decline. It's coming down slowly. It's still higher than we think it needs to be to have what we would consider a balanced market, where the forces are equal and people, you know, more transacting would occur. The inventory for that area was 3,300 homes in the first quarter. That's down from 3,600 last year at the same time. We'd like to see that number closer to 2,500 for what historically we consider balance.
But just beside the idea of the raw numbers, the thing that we noted in our report is that that's the biggest decrease year over year that we've had in a number of years.
So, that's
the good
news.
The trend is good.
Yeah,
the trend is
that
good.
The homes on the market are really starting to sell, and they're selling faster than they did last year.
Well, that would be days on the market.
Yeah, that's right. That's not the way.
The market, though, is almost flat because I think it's only about a 5-day difference year over year.
Which is what are days on the market now? That sort of median that folks can expect to have their home on the market in this region. You think?
Let's see.
Average days on market for the entire area is about 138.
That's a long time, isn't it?
Right.
That's a little bit longer, but I think you'll find, you know, people that are come. There's a lot of inventory on the market that's been sitting for longer than that. And what happens is when a seller brings a home on the market, even if that's a foreclosure or another type of distressed property, and it comes on at the right price that where there's perceived value, it's not uncommon to see something go under contract in the first week or two. Because a lot of the buyers out there have perused the inventory, haven't found anything that works for them, and they're waiting for that right opportunity.
We're talking with Greg Slater and Barbara McMurray of the Charlottesville Area Association of Realtors. They are releasing, as we speak, their first quarter market report. It's good news. No, am I characterizing that right? This is good news. It's not, you know, hey, wake up the kids and call grandma news, but this is good news. I mean, there's some good things happening.
It's the market trending in a way we'd hope to see it trend.
Yeah, and that's
no
good
surprises.
News as far as
no surprises.
Yeah, so nothing shocked you or there wasn't anything
not
here
all.
That worries you or concerns you. This is just, it's not coming back as quickly as any of us would like, but it's still.
It's a continuation of what we've started experiencing mid last year, I think.
Yeah. So what do you, Greg, you always look at, you know, you go beyond the report here and you run some numbers of your own. What are you seeing in those numbers that sort of look to the future? And because any report like this is going to look backwards,
sure.
But
I like to look at when the contracts are occurring, they're reported to the MLS as pending sales that are going to close at some point in time in the future. And we can compare that data year over year. And for example, in the first quarter, in Albemarle County of 2009, there are 244 contracts reported to the MLS. This year, there were 333. That's a significant increase. So hopefully what that will result in the second quarter sold data, a more significant increase than we saw in the first quarter.
Yeah, and the second quarter is always up, right, over the first. Generally speaking, that's when people are buying and
there's gonna be,
listing.
That's absolutely right. But I'm talking about the second quarter of 2010 over the second quarter of 2009. I think we're going to see an increase there for Albemarle County. Not as we talked about, Charlottesville has not been faring as well. Now, they did have more contracts in Charlottesville in the first quarter of 2010 than they did in 2009. So at least we're trending in the right direction there now as well. But
yeah.
And another point about pendings, it is important to track the business as it's written, but understand that not 100% of all of those that are written actually get to settlement.
Yeah, they don't all get to closing,
and so
right?
So some of them fall through for various
it happens.
Reasons.
I also watch this.
But it's still, it's a great number to track.
Yeah, yeah.
Right on.
What are you going to say?
Well, I also watch the numbers on such a close basis. Sometimes you'll see some stuff reported late that cancels some of the ones you
exactly.
lose. So it's fairly trustworthy, in my opinion.
Yeah. So, Barbara, what else jumps out at you from these numbers, from this report, the first market report?
Well, we talked about, I think Greg said that dollars per square foot or cost per square foot is something that we look at over time. And that was just flat. As I read this report, it was just unchanged. Throughout the area, so
it is.
Not going down, not going up.
I think
the most
level.
Interesting thing, though, this report shows you that is not. You could consider it a wake up call for the sellers, if you will. The average price per square foot of our active inventory is $228. The average square foot of the homes that sold was $140.
Correct.
Did you catch that?
Say that again.
The average price per square foot of our active inventory, if you take all the stuff on the market.
So those that are listed, those
right,
that are
not sold.
Not
this
sold.
This is the price
asking,
I'd like to get.
How many dollars a foot are they asking?
$228.
Yeah.
The properties that have sold average $140 a square foot.
Whoa. That's a big difference.
So
what that means, if I understand you right, you still have a lot of homes that are listed and priced people are trying to get a lot of money out of their home that might not be there to get.
That's right.
Possibly. And, well, the other thing is, when we talk about the square footage figure, as that tracks, and I think we talked about this when we were on break, and that is a lot of the less expensive homes or the really affordable homes have sold very well over the last year.
Yeah. So the homes under what?
$250,000.
Under $250,000 in this region?
Yeah. If you look at the contracts that I pulled, 53% of those contracts in the first quarter in Albemarle County were under $300,000, as opposed to it's actually a little bit down from last year. So we're starting to see a little bit more of that buyer over $300,000 come back. One of the things I noted in my numbers was there was a healthy increase in contracts between $300,000 to $500,000 in Albemarle County.
Well, that's good, because there's a lot of homes in this region that are priced in there.
That's right. So what we hope is occurring from the stimulus for the first-time home buyer, that as those people buy up the inventory of the starter homes, those people are going to the people that sell those homes are going to be able to make their next purchase. That's what we hope. It's not always the case.
Yeah. We're talking with Greg Slater and Barbara McMurray of the Charlottesville Area Association of Realtors. We're going to take a very quick break and continue this conversation in 2 minutes. We're talking live in studio with Greg Slater and Barbara McMurray. They're with the Charlottesville Area Association of Realtors. And Greg, it's car.com, CAAR.com. So what happens now? I mean, what's next with like the interest rates and the tax credits? Get us up to speed about what's going on with all this.
Well, it's April 12th. And the first-time homebuyer tax credit and the $6,500 tax credit that were put on the table, you have to identify a home and ratify a contract to purchase prior to April 30th.
And it really will expire on April 30th.
That's right. We don't have any indications from anybody this is going to be.
Not crying wolf this time. In November, it was renewed, but we really believe that April 30th, it's
even
going
though,
away.
Even though all the numbers show that this has really been a boost to the economy.
Right.
This has good things.
I agree with that statement.
Yeah. I mean, so that's what I don't get is why the folks in Washington don't say they do something good and then they say, no, we don't want to do that again.
Right.
That did something good.
well, I can't speak to that.
Yeah.
Guess you can't do it forever. At any rate, once you're under contract, you have to close by June 30th. So if you get under contract by April 30th and you get the sale closed and take ownership by June 30th, you qualify for, if you're a first-time homebuyer, the $8,000 tax credit. If you're not a first-time homebuyer, the $6,500 credit.
Now, what was the $6,500 credit?
That's the move-up credit. So that we were just talking, you have a house, you sell your house, you move up to another house, to a different house. You move sideways. It doesn't even have to be up. But you could qualify for a $6,500 credit.
Yeah. What about interest rates?
Interest rates, I guess the big news is the Treasury is no longer buying mortgage-backed securities as part of the TARP program that was put into place, and we're starting to see a slow uptick in interest rates. I think right now today, I think the bottom of the interest rates was just below 5%, and they hovered there for a while, and now they've trickled back up over 5%. Historically, they're still very low, but we're watching that very closely right now as we head on up past 5.25 and into the mid-fives.
Yeah, but we're not going back up to where we were in the late 70s and
Well, please tell me we're not going there. In the late 70s,
I was in middle school, so I'm
that's
not
when
sure.
my mom got into the real estate
70s,
business.
In the late 70s, I was in the real
it
estate business.
It was double-digit interest rates, right? I mean, no one could afford to buy a home. It was insane.
I had interest rates on my own, my personal residence, construction money at 21%.
And then
a fixed rate of 19%.
Holy cow. It's like a credit card.
It was awful.
It's like buying a home on a credit card.
So that's why we're saying anything south of 6% is great.
Yeah.
I mean,
we're talking with Greg Slater and Barbara McMurray of the Charlottesville Area Association of Realtors announcing their numbers now of the first quarter market report. The news isn't stellar, but it is good. And the numbers continue to move in the right direction. And there is, Greg, there's every reason to celebrate here and be encouraged.
I think so. I think what people need to do is they need to get educated on what's going on and be realistic, and they can have a positive experience. But unfortunately, a lot of what has to do with the real estate market is timing.
Yeah.
If you got in at the wrong time and you have to get out now, it may not be a pleasant experience. But the market doesn't really care what you want to get or what you need to get for your house. So if you're motivated and you need to sell, you should get some opinions of value and take a good hard look at that if selling is the right option for you.
But a lot of folks are in this boat now where, you know, they can't take less because they owe so much.
They do. They have that.
And I mean, you must see this every day.
What we have is a way in our MLS now to distinguish when a property is what we refer to as a short sale. When the proceeds from the sale are not enough to pay off the debt against the property and the bank has to approve taking less than what they're owed. We are seeing those transactions. You know, I do follow that in our inventory because that's one of the new things I trend because it's part of our MLS now. And I tried to take a look at how much of our inventory are bank-owned properties and how much of our inventory are these short sales because that influences pricing in our market. And for our area, I look at Albemarle, Charlottesville, Fluvanna, and Green, and we've only had this ability for 4 or 5 months, and I've been watching it, but it's been hovering right around 6% for that area. You know, it's 8% in Fluvanna and 7% in Green, which are the higher two areas. But in Albemarle County of 922 listings, I show 55 of them as these distressed properties, if you will, or properties that are going to involve a bank.
Could be a lot worse. I mean, it's a lot worse in other places.
Some areas of the country, you'll hear that number anywhere from 50 to 80%.
Correct.
Yeah. Now, Barbara, you were saying something during the break that you're hearing out of your office that a lot of folks who want to move to this area are finally in a position where their homes are selling.
Yes. And I talked to a gentleman who put his house on the market on Long Island, and you know, a very desirable place. But he tried to sell it a year ago. He tried to sell it 2 years ago. It didn't. He put it on the market over the weekend and had a contract immediately. So that was pretty
exciting.
That's good.
Yeah.
You know, we've had a number of people.
So as some of these challenging areas elsewhere in the country start getting back online, that's going to affect Charlottesville too, because this is one of those places in the country that a lot of people look to move to.
It's hard to measure the pent-up demand. So we have people over the last 2 years that have moved here without being able to sell their property from where they're coming from and chose to rent.
Exactly.
Some of those people who are now selling their properties are going to get a $6,500 bonus if they were able to get it sold and make that decision before April 30th. That's what I'm starting to see a little bit. That $6,500 is maybe an incentive not to sign another year's lease if you're trying to make that move into the area.
Yeah. Now, before we let you go, any advice both of you might have for somebody who's looking to sell right now? And they're thinking, is the market back? Can I try
to
sell now?
Talk to a good agent. Get good advice.
Right. Get some good advice. Really make sure you've taken care of all the maintenance on your home, and it presents really well, because best in show is what sells right now.
And price it appropriately.
Which means be willing to come down.
Well, maybe, but price it appropriately in the beginning, and not with, you know, a 25% factor higher, hoping that someone will come in and make an offer, and then we'll negotiate. I think you have to be a lot more realistic now.
In a market like this, where there is still downward pressure on the pricing, overpricing your home hurts you worse.
Because you don't get anybody to come and look at it in the first place.
Right. They don't even look at it. Don't make the mistake
of overpricing your home. That's probably the best advice we could give sellers thinking about going on the market.
Greg Slater and Barbara McMurray, they're with the Charlottesville Area Association of Realtors. Is this market report available online?
It is. It should be available at car.com.
There you go.
You could probably get it on Facebook and Twitter here in a few minutes as all the social media savvy realtors get their hands on it.
There you go. It's car.com, C-A-A-R.com. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.